The book Hebrews, part 284. I'm Professor Hannes Redlingers of the First Assembly of Yahashua in South Africa, Pretoria, Montana. Should you require any of the books which I've written, especially the book The Two Keys to the Book of Revelation, it's an A4 book with nearly 800 pages. It's so thick that we bind it into two books. It's too heavy to handle, it's 3.5 kilograms. So it's too heavy. And then also the pages will become loose. So it's part one, part two. About 35, 36 years of my life in that book. Should you require any information, you can contact me at my WhatsApp number. It's +27 international code for South Africa. By this time you should know it. 0722-367-124. But just go to my website, https://yahvah.co.za. This is the first time that you are about to participate in the study. You are so very welcome. All new people are always welcome. I urge you to go to part one. Start from the beginning because you've missed out on quite a bit of information. Very important as a new person to subscribe to the channel in order to receive the different notifications of the studies that we are busy with. Please send this link to your friends, family, and for those that are dear to you, make sure at least you have a 1611 King James Bible, pen and a notepad ready. Welcome to Breakfast with Prof. Hannes. Hallelujah. We are busy with Hebrews chapter 11, and we just flow with the Ruach. We just go as the Ruach leads us. We are not worried about the verse numbers that we are doing. We don't want to see how quickly can we go. We want the Ruach to feed us with the revelation word, meaning something to us, making us stronger in the word, expanding our knowledge in being a Yahvist, teaching us how to grow in the spirit, the Ruach HaKodesh, to become stronger, to become more efficient in the kingdom of Yahweh our Elohim. And that's why we are saved. We are not just saved just to become a number. Yahweh never saved me as a young man, 15 years old, just to be a number. He hasn't saved you just to become a number or part of something. No. He's got a plan with every one of us, a dedicated plan, a special blueprint, a draft. He called us with a purpose. You know why did he call you? He called you because you've got the attributes that I don't have. You can reach people with your attributes which I cannot reach. And that's where we must find our position in the body of Yahashua. Where he said he's the head and we are the body parts. I must find my place. I found my place. Pastor Rika has found her place. And we function in that position. I don't want to try and be somebody else. I don't want to try and do somebody else work or perform his calling or her calling. But what I've been called for, I want to do the very best. And that's why a lot of research and studies goes into every message. And still we are dependable upon the Ruach HaKodesh, acknowledging the revelation blood of Yahashua and the greatness of being part of the Creator of heaven and earth's plan of salvation for this world. Because that's why he called us, to make a difference in a lost world. And this is what the Roman Empire just couldn't absorb. They couldn't handle it. They couldn't grasp it. That after Yahashua died, They nailed him to a cross. He was there. They saw him die. They saw him buried. And they thought it was the end of their problems, not knowing that's where it started. Their problems started there. Satan thought it was the end of everything. But Yahushua returned with the keys of death and Hades and the realm of death. The Bible says, 1 Corinthians 15, verse 57 and 58. He has the keys. And that led to the Roman Empire became the biggest problem they could ever have. Whenever they had a problem, they invaded the land and they killed the people and they took the land. But here was something that was spiritually. Here was a group of people that was flooding the earth with a message of salvation. It was just like ants, just going. Because the message was, go from house to house and break bread. You know, going from house to house doesn't take weeks, it doesn't take days. You can be one night in a hut and you can sow the seed of life. Why? Because it's not me, it's not you. It's the Ruach HaKodesh, infiltrated with the Creator of heaven and earth message and the redemption blood of Yahushua. What a combination. Using you and me to plant the seeds every day. And that's why we need to plant seeds in order to have the crops coming up. Yeah, it happens. It's like catching fish. You throw a net and you scoop the net of fish. It's not every fish that's in the net that's coming onto the boat. There's big holes in the nets. They jump out, they jump over top. And the same with the gospel of salvation. You preach it in the hope that everyone will just be brought in. It's like a net of fish. They jump over and they do, it seems fine. And even sometimes they're on the boat and they just jump over. Escape. Our work is not to kill the fishes. Listen what I'm saying now. It's something that Yahweh gives me. A word. We are not called to kill the fishes. We are called to plant the seed. Listen to what I just said. Yahweh says through the Ruach, we are not to count the fishes. We are there to plant the seed of everlasting life. He will send somebody to weed, to water the plants, the seeds, and he will give the growth. We've been called to operate within the body of Yahushua. In this turbulent time where we're living in, where people is not dead, doesn't know what's going to happen to the world. Well, the worldly people doesn't know. We as bride of Yahushua, Yahvist, we don't fear. Because this is where Satan operates. Through fear. If he can get you to fear, you can start to tremble. You need tablets and you need something to calm your nerves. And people start to go to alcohol and become alcoholic, and they start drinking and they start using drugs. And this is what Satan wants. But we are called to bring calmness. The Bible says we are the salt of the earth. Hallelujah. Have you heard that one? We are what? We're the salt of the earth. We are South Africans. We love biltong. A nice biltong with a little small fat. I don't like a lot of fat. Small little fat. Medium dry. You have a nice little, a nice knife and you can just cut it. Ay, 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 ay. Or you cut it, you put it on brown bread and butter. It makes a lunch. Even if you have a brown bread and butter with a biltong and a nice fried, soft fried egg. I like my egg soft. And cayenne pepper and salt. Ay, 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 ay. That's a feast. And where did everything start? With the meat. Preparing the biltong. With what? Laying it into salty water. with spices. You can use the best spices with that meat that you want to make biltong of. If you don't have the right amount of salt, and a quality salt, not just any salt, a quality salt, that bread, that meat will go bad, rotten. So we as bride of Yahushua, the word says, you are the salt of the earth. What does salt do? It preserves. It saves. That meat, that nice beef, will just rotten if it doesn't be treated with the salt in the right way. So what preserves that meat? The salt. What does preserve us? The Ruach HaKodesh. The Ruach HaKodesh in us is the preservation when we are saved. It preserves us. You are the salt of the earth. We don't need to fear. Yahweh has worked it out. He's given us the chance to make a difference in a lost world. To go and preach and teach the gospel of salvation in this revelation name of Yahushua and Yahweh our Elohim through the Ruach HaKodesh. Hallelujah. What a privilege to understand it. If you don't understand it, go and listen to the study that you are currently busy with. What is your God's name? We just about flew on it. But every study session there is like manna falling from heaven. I want to encourage you, go and listen to it. If you are worried about the end time where we're living in, go and listen to the study, the revelation of the book Revelation. But every one of them, start in the beginning. Don't be put off by something that I say or do. Just carry on, just carry on, just carry on. To the end. After the last chapter, delivering of it, then you can criticize me. Yes, not one of us are perfect. Sometimes I use the wrong tenses, and because English is my second language, it's not my first language. But I can also say, come and do it in Afrikaans. Come teach me in Afrikaans and see how much tenses you will get wrong in Afrikaans or meaning of different words. You see, we're not there to criticize. It's like putting a plate of food to somebody to eat. I can put vegetables down with carrots and peas and meat, and you might not love carrots. You don't jump on the table and you kick everything off the table because you don't like carrots. You just eat and you leave the carrots. And the same with the gospel. And that's where for many, many years we have the wrong attitude. We thought if we don't agree, we kick the table over. We crush the party. The gathering. No, we don't. If we have the spirit of the Ruach, we will just sit and eat what is good for us and leave the rest. And then later on we can have a discussion and I can tell you why I don't like carrots. You understand what I'm saying? I'm just using an example. I love carrots. So we are called in the body of Yahushua to perform. In the ministry where we are called in. And you must remember, on the end of the day, we are not all evangelists. We are not all pastors. We are not all teachers. You understand that? But you have an opportunity to reach people in a way that I will never have. Because it's so easy when you know people to get them to long to listen to what you are about to tell them and teach them. So let's use this day being a blessing unto the kingdom of Yahushua. going out wherever we are, and let's be the best we possibly can be, to the glory of Yahushua. Till tomorrow morning, if His Father's will, Maranatha. Yahushua is coming back again. Hallelujah.